You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, let's look at what's happening on the continent of Africa in terms of stories from the rest of the continent. Good morning to you, Crystal. Happy Friday. The United Nations welcomes moves to restart negotiations on the issue of Western Sahara.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, so of course, Western Sahara is still seen as Africa's last colony. And so the UN Security Council has approved the resolution and it welcomed the efforts to try and restart the negotiations to end the 42-year-old conflict over the mineral-rich Western Sahara between Morocco and the Polisario Front. So Morocco annexed Western Sahara in 1975 and fought the Polisario Front until the UN broke its ceasefire in 1991. A peacekeeping mission was put in place to monitor and its mandate was to prepare for a referendum. That, of course, has not happened, Bongani. So we see that the UN sponsored this resolution and the mission has been extended until April 2019. Interestingly enough, Ethiopia, who's on the UN Security Council, had abstained from the vote. South Africa, of course, have always been a big supporter of Western Sahara. It said it remains concerned that it's taken years for the Sahrawi people to attain their independence. Of course, there's going to be talks in Geneva in December, and it's going to be led by the personal envoy of the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. Algeria and Mauritania have been included, and that, many say, is a big start. And there's hope that the talks will lead to something.
Yeah. Good news out of Ethiopia. The country continues to make waves. Its first female Supreme Court president.
Yes, Bongani, there's simply no stopping Addis Ababa in promoting gender equality in governance. So Maisha Ashanafi was appointed as the new Supreme Court head. She was sworn in at Parliament. Again, it's the first female Supreme Court president, and she served as a judge in the Federal High Court and was also the founder of the Ethiopian Women's Lawyers Association. The Prime Minister told MPs that the court system needed improvement and it needed to successfully implement the demands regards to justice in the changing democratic culture in the country. We know that for years the courts just simply mass arrested people, put them in jail, and I think the Prime Minister wants to inculcate a new culture of human rights. Of course, this new Supreme Court President, Bongani, she is quite an interesting woman. In fact, some moviegoers might remember the film Different. It was directed by Angelina Jolie, won an award at Sundance, and it actually was based on one of the court cases of the new judge, the new president. She, in fact, was the key lawyer in ensuring that the country outlawed the tradition of kidnapping children for brides in Ethiopia. But activists say, look, you know, this move is, of course, welcomed, it's celebrated, but it will take a while for the country to overcome gender discrimination and patriarchy. But still good news for Ethiopia, Bongani.
Yeah, indeed. And what a time to have that conversation. Of course, you'll know there was this conference in Malawi where exactly that issue has been under discussion, ending child marriage on the continent. We'll leave it there then for the Africa Report for this week. Crystal Audison.